It's Dean DeCosta of the Search Authority. And we are, this is my first podcast in a while. I've been kind of slow on these because I get real busy and, you know, it's not a simple do it and that's it. I have to piece things together and make it all work. But we're going to try this again. We're going to try to pick this back up again. I can't say how often, but at least once a quarter. So today, what's going on in the industry? The industry is weird. There's a lot of companies who did a lot of hiring, hired a lot of recruiters, and of course now they're not doing a lot of hiring, so they want to let the recruiters go. To me, this is a mistake, and I'm going to tell you why. There is such a thing as the knowledge you gain at a company. So let's play a game. We've got a recruiter, sourcer, whatever, been with us for 3 years. We let him go. Usually we need to hire someone back within a year. It's very rare. It's longer than that. So a year from now, we have to hire him back. Well, it's going to take you probably 3 to 6 months to hire someone because everybody's going to be hiring at the time. Then it's going to take you another 3 to 6 months to get them onboarded to where they're semi-functional, and another year after that before they're even close to the level of the person you let go. That's 3 years. Wouldn't it have been cheaper just to keep the person for the 1 year? I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me. The whole dynamics makes zero sense. There are other things recruiters and sources could be doing to help the company to know what's going on and to stuff like branding and messaging and just keeping it up so that people know we're still around and we, you know, we're going to hire again soon and all that. But no, companies think short term. Like I said, 1 year salary, 100K recruiter, 1 year, 100K. Compared to 3 years, that's 300K, and that's not even counting the time and the effort of other people to recruit the person, to talk to the person, to hire manager to talk to the person, and then, of course, to train the person. So, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. I think companies think too short-term. The only way I would be getting rid of recruiters is if they're not performing, or if I think it's going to be 3-4 years before we start hiring at quantities enough to need a recruiter. Not a year or year and a half or whatever. Now, some companies aren't even doing that. They're just getting rid of recruiters, waiting a few months and hiring new recruiters, but at a lower pay level because they felt they overpaid because they had to get them. This makes no sense because, number one, recruiters talk. We're going to know that you guys did that. Number two, it's kind of borderline illegal, but of course you got to be able to prove it. So I think people just need to be smarter and companies need to be smarter and think in the big picture, in the long term. Companies aren't here for the short term. Companies are supposed to be looking at the future, 3, 5, 7, you know, goals. But too many of them get this instant gratification. Hey, I can cut this, save $100,000, and oh, I'm going to spend $300,000 later. Well, yeah, but that's later. I'll worry about it later. Well, you know, that's great, but later's cost you money and eventually people are going to figure out, and then there's productivity loss and a whole bunch of stuff. It's just ridiculous to me. So that's my soapbox for this one. I am going to be doing some things with more substance in it starting in the new year. This will be the only one I post for the rest of this year, and starting in the new year I will. I may use a bot to do the voice for me to do it, only because sometimes my voice gets hoarse and I don't think y'all can hear me. So don't be surprised if we do that. But other than that, that's it. We are going to get into some other topics like Boolean writing and tools and stuff like that, including my own tool. In fact, that's probably one I'll do very soon. So there you go. So that's it for today. This is Dean DeCosta of the Search Authority. May the source be with you.